I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Plastic surgery was once the most private of elective medical procedures. Now, thanks to new television shows, it's almost a spectator sport and spectacle. Gory reality TV with a clinical medical veneer. Here's Slate critic Dennis Cass with a review of two new shows that mix blade, bone, and branding.
After watching I Want a Famous Face and The Swan, I can see why they call plastic surgery work. Back in the quaint days of Extreme Makeover, people wanted to have plastic surgery in order to feel better about themselves. Now they keep their freshly tucked eyes on a prize. After radical physical and emotional transformations, the women on The Swan will square off in a beauty pageant for cash and merchandise. Meanwhile, the stars of I Want a Famous Face have specific career goals that are in their minds unattainable without first altering their bodies. In the first few episodes of that show, we meet twins who want to look like Brad Pitt so they can become actors, a woman who wants to look more like Britney Spears so she can be a better Britney Spears impersonator, and a Kate Winslet wannabe named Jeanette.
My name is Jeanette, and I really want to look like Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet, she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she has an acting career, she balances her family, she has all these things going on, yet she keeps herself as one.
Conventional wisdom says that popular culture corrupts people's sense of self, but these two shows made me wonder if business culture hasn't had an equally profound effect. The stars of I Want a Famous Face seem to look at the human body as if it were a product. "I don't look like Brad Pitt," says one of the twins post-surgery, "but I got the Brad Pitt features I wanted, definitely." He knows that if you can't have the real thing, often a knockoff is just as good. The women on The Swan get more than new features. They get a wholesale product relaunch complete with a brand new brand identity. Kelly A's makeover includes, among other things, an eyebrow lift, lip enhancement, liposuction on her back, thighs, ankles, and face, partial veneers on her teeth, therapy, time with a personal trainer and someone who's called a swan coach, and a root canal.
I cannot believe this is me.
Well, you better believe it, Kelly, because it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. And you look amazing.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel beautiful.
I got to restructure my inside and transform my outside, Kelly says at the end of last week's premiere. She sounds like she's talking about a chain of tire stores. Of course, that's the old me talking, the dinosaur who believes in hard work, patience, and thrift. The next time I see plastic surgery on television, I'll try to remember that the person isn't getting pounds and pounds of fat sucked out of their body. They're right-sizing. And I need to adjust my thinking about the business world as well. When I read about the next big merger and acquisition, before I get all caught up in the hype, I'm going to take a breath and remind myself that it's just a boob job.
Rachel Swan plan will include a nose job, lip enhancement, a chin implant, brow lift, liposuction, and several visits to the dermatologist. For her body, she'll have a breast lift and liposuction in five different areas.
Dennis Cass writes about television for Slate and Day to Day. The Swan airs tonight on Fox. Also tonight, I Want a Famous Face is on MTV.